Common Identity, Identity Politics, by James Dalton. The takeaway from Helen's message was one of hope, humanity and education. Helen Brooker works alongside Dr. Ian Adamson OBE at Prytania Associates in Northern Ireland, where for generations the people have been let down and divided by corrupted political competitors. I have met with Helen and Ian on two occasions this year in Belfast to discuss culture, history and politics, to find out a little bit about the work that they do and for them to find out about direct democracy and the Democrats and Veterans Party. They are committed to sharing the knowledge and history of the peoples of the north and south of Ireland, a history that has been all but lost in the recent partisan and sectarian politics and educational offerings under the state-controlled national curriculum. Common Identity is the theme running through the Prytania Associates literature, built on the lifetime's work and studies of Dr. Ian Adamson, renowned academic, historian, physician, linguist and politician who is a former Lord Mayor of Belfast. The common identity that Helen described in our first meeting in March is that which unites and binds all the inhabitants of the British Isles, and the name Prytania itself comes from the first known name of the British Isles, Prytania or the Isles of Prytani. Dr. Adamson's linguistic abilities are a prerequisite for the studies he has undertaken, studies spanning back to texts of Greek voyagers in pre-Roman times who recorded their visits to Prytania Major and Prytania Minor. The common identity of which Ian and Helen speak is that of culture and genetics, and that of the familial relationships that exist which date back millennia. Helen and Ian both exhibit a positive outlook and a good understanding of the mechanisms which have caused the political and social troubles of especially of the preceding century. Nationalist versus Unionist and Catholic versus Protestant, the divide and rule partitioning of the people by the political classes and the deliberate creation of the them and us narrative in which all political and cultural discourse is restrained keeps the people ill served, but the incumbent political class is in comfort and in power. This simple divide and rule political game that plagues all the people of Ireland and Northern Ireland is echoed in the modern identity politics which defines what passes for political discourse in the Western world today. Men versus women. Old versus young. White versus colored. Society broken down into groupings based on age, sex, religion, color, sexuality, wealth. Any subsection and minority grouping to divide people, but never the individual. Never the single soul whose unique individuality can be respected and whose ancestry and home can be preserved and protected for the generations to come. Identity politics is a disease. Educating our children to understand who they are and from whence they came should not be a contentious issue. To political influences of the 20th and 21st centuries and their globalist multicultural agenda, a well-informed populace who are educated in their own history is not conducive to their ongoing political control. The political elites have developed sophisticated understandings of what differences between people within a society or nation can be used to leverage political power, and always understood how to use differences of peoples with common identity and common yearnings to look at each other as the enemy, rather than at their real common enemy, the political elites who entrap them. Image. Democrats and Veterans members after their meeting with Dr. Ian Adamson, fourth from left, in early July 2018. I am English, and breaking free of corrupted political authorities is in the nature of Englishmen. It is written our history and it is felt in the heart and soul. From my life's interactions with those I have met from all countries in the United Kingdom, and indeed those I have met from Ireland, that yearning to be free of overbearing authority exists in all the peoples of the British Isles, of Prytania Major and Prytania Minor. I share Helen and Ian's positive outlook that the enshackment to the identity politics that bind us and blind us can be broken. Freedom is an educational fight and a political one. Copyright James Dalton 2018, Democrats and Veterans Party, for Direct Democracy. dvparty.uk.